97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Kenny Dyke, filling in for Victor Lewis with What's Trending in the World. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, happy Monday,
happy
Aaron.
Monday.
I did trends on Friday, and here I am doing them again on Monday.
He has not left, y'all.
That's
whole
true.
Weekend, he's just been sitting here.
I've been
up
so
trends.
Excited. I'm not going to leave until you literally kick me out of doing trends. I will say that my lovely wife, Jada, was supposed to do trends this morning, and she was very excited about it. But unfortunately, she's caught the little bug that's been going through our office. I'll say it's a non-COVID bug.
It is a non-COVID bug.
And I think you were the first one to have it, and luckily, you were only out a day.
Right.
Although we do have some great tape, I'll use that old word, of you getting through your morning show with barely a voice.
Oh, that was fun, yeah.
We certainly appreciate it, and I'm sure the listeners did as well for your efforts there. But hey, I got a good What's Trending, and I will credit my wife for giving this one to me. This
All
was
right.
the one that she was going to give you. So I'm a big sports guy, right? I've been following sports since kindergarten. I know a lot about sports. My wife is not. However, she introduced me to this sport that's apparently like a new emerging sport. And we've had these before. Like, remember when pickleball had its moment?
Right.
Remember when jogging became a thing in the 70s? Well, this new sport that I have never heard of, I'm going to see if you have, it is called skijoring.
Skijoring.
S-K-I-J-O-R-I-N-G. Skijoring.
Have not heard of that one before.
And it's trending right now. There's been a lot of coverage about this because the people behind it are trying to run a campaign to make it an Olympic sport. Skijoring involves putting someone on a horse in the snow and then putting a water ski rope behind them and then having a person on snow skis getting pulled by the horse.
And is this an Olympic sport or is this a fraternity activity? Because I feel like it's leaning towards the latter versus the former.
That's a great point. And as a former fraternity guy at UNC Chapel Hill, I wish I could go back in time and introduce that, even though we don't have a lot of snow around here
This
anymore.
Is a sport that began with someone going, hey, dudes, watch this.
Well, I feel so dumb because when my wife Jada first introduced this to me, I'm just envisioning it. We went to a ski slope last weekend, and I remember seeing skiers, and they're going very fast. I'm like, down a mountain. I'm like, well, how the heck can a horse go faster than a skier can go? Well, they're not going down the mountain. You go out into a field.
Right,
and
right.
they pull you almost like water skiing
This
style.
Is just lazy cross-country skiing is what this is.
So I missed that point. And the other thing of the name skijoring and the skis, I'm like, well, this is very Nordic sounding. This must be one of those, you know, Norwegian or Finland or Swedish deals. No, this is an American sport founded in Colorado, not just Colorado, a specific place, Leadville, which I have been to.
Oh, I've been to Leadville,
and I believe you've been there as well. I remember talking about
that. Spent a summer near there, yeah.
Anyway, look it up, skijoring. They get pulled on horses, you go around obstacles, you jump. I don't know. It's wild.
I appreciate that it came out of Colorado because as you were describing this, if not for the snow, I would have been like, this is an Alabama thing, right? Like 100%.
Oh, Alabama needs to find like a backcountry knockoff of this and send that to the Olympics.